Taking a look first at your local and regional news. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Bureau of Aging, Community Living, and Support is seeking proposals to provide services to prevent elder and vulnerable adult abuse. Eligible applicants include local units of government, nonprofits, tribes, and colleges and universities that provide prevention services to populations at risk of elder or vulnerable adult abuse. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services works to ensure that all people at risk of abuse have access to preventative services by implementing evidence-based tools and continuous quality improvement systems in order to enhance laws and regulations to protect our most vulnerable population. And another local and regional news. Isaiah Williams, age 78, originally from Chicago, was found guilty on one count each of felony murder and first-degree premeditated murder by a Washtenaw Circuit Court jury in connection to the 1982 disappearance and presumed death of the, at the time, 8-month-old infant daughter, Alyssa Williams. This was announced by Michigan Attorney General Dana Nassel. Nassel is quoted as saying, "Thanks to the unwavering commitment of our law enforcement partners, who spent years following every lead in this tragic disappearance, as well as the dedicated efforts of prosecutors in my office, Alyssa's family can finally see a measure of justice served. I hope this conviction may bring some peace and healing to Alyssa's loved ones." Williams took Alyssa from her mother's arms during a physical altercation on April 29, 1982, in Ohio, and then transported her to Michigan, where she was last seen alive in the summer of that year in Williams' custody. Alyssa herself was never found and is presumed dead. Ann Arbor police requested the Department of Attorney General review the case in early 2021. The open murder charge was brought against Williams in October of that year. Sentencing will occur on July the 10th in the 22nd Circuit Court in Washtenaw County. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. The killing of a black U.S. Air Force senior airman by a Florida sheriff deputy responding to a phoned-in complaint about an argument has the airman's family calling for charges, saying the shooting was completely unjustified. Authorities, however, say the May 3rd killing of Roger Fortson at his home is a clear case of self-defense involving an Okaloosa County deputy who had to make a split-second life-or-death decision. The deputy, whose name and race has not been released, shot Fortson 6 times after Fortson answered his door while holding a gun that was pointed down. Body camera footage shows that the deputy opened fire within seconds and shot Fortson 6 times before yelling at Fortson to drop his weapon afterwards. And another national and international news. A quota law in Argentina that promotes the inclusion of transgender people in the workforce has helped many find jobs, including a former sex worker who was hired in the country's foreign ministry. These benefits are now in danger after right-wing President Javier Milei began slashing public spending in a bid to solve Argentina's worst economic crisis in two decades. The former sex worker was abruptly fired in a wave of government layoffs, and the fate of the quota law hangs in the balance as well. Since taking office in December, Milei has shut down the Ministry of Women, Gender, and Diversity, has banned the government's use of gender-inclusive language, and has closed the National Institute Against Discrimination, Xenophobia, and Racism. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Lemurian news anytime, you can go online to thumbnet.net.